I always knew that if this was a job available, then it would be the sort of job that I would certainly be interested in. There's been a lot of speculation over the last 6 months, since the Wembley final, really, I suppose, of, you know, various clubs that are interested and might have been interested. I've spoke to some of those, just didn't feel that those clubs were the right ones right for me at those times. So, but certainly I feel as though Birmingham City is the right challenge, the right time I feel to come in as well, for me as a manager. And we'll be certainly looking forward to trying to get some improvement and looking forward to getting my teeth into a job straight away.
Why is this one the right job? Because, to be fair, with what's going on behind the scenes, with what's going on overseas, you know, Angels would fear to tread here, to be fair, Gary.
Yeah, but again, I like that challenge, and some of the complications and some of those things that people from the outside would see as problems, you know, maybe that might be a fault of mine, but I see them as challenges and things to overcome and things to improve on. I certainly look at the team and, you know, previously there's been some good results, you know, there's been some good performances. I know not at home in terms of the results, but away from home, so I know that the team are capable of doing it. It's just trying to get that little bit of extra consistency out of the team and try to improve the team quickly where we see we need to improve it. So I just think everything has felt right. Yes, of course, there's been some difficult decisions because I've enjoyed my time at Burton Albion. Hugely thankful for the fans there and the chairman for giving me the opportunity. But at some point, I was always going to move on to hopefully something bigger, and I feel as though this is that club.
The scale of the task, though, because you clearly coaching, you've got a fine reputation. Man management, something that you talk about with some relish, actually, I noted. But you've got to do a bit of bean counting as well, and that's not an easy thing for still a relatively young coach.
Yeah, but I've done that for 2.5 years. You know, most people wouldn't realise, but the first season that I took over, we did it, I think, something like 3% under budget, just by trying to maximise what we had. The next season, I think we were similar. So we've improved the side. We've obviously got a team that got to the playoffs 2 seasons running. I felt as though probably should have really got promotion in those 2 seasons, and certainly we're well on the way this season. We've not spent massively more money, and you know, ultimately, listen, yeah, every manager, I think, wants, you know, unlimited funds to work with. But I think I've got to be realistic. I know that's not the situation. I know we've got to make sure that everything we do is prudent. But at the same time, I think that, you know, I've been made clear that there is an opportunity to try and improve the side if it needs improving. And again, I trust those views, and we'll try and work as quickly and as, you know, diligently as possible to try and make those changes.
I know you've got contacts and we've seen a lot of Birmingham City playing in the last couple of years, so your eyes will be open from that point of view. Now you've had a chance to look at the raw ingredients for yourself, albeit briefly on the training ground. There is some potential in this squad.
Yeah, I think so. I think the first thing you notice is loads of energy. You know, a really good group, I think. Again, I'm not going to be able to know that within one session, and I'm only going to take a real thin slice of what I can see. I think, you know, what we'll do is, again, tomorrow is going to be a day off, but we'll get them into work. Thursday, probably in the afternoon, we'll have a little bit more time as a staff to, you know, we'll go over lots of the previous games and see the things we need to do. I've obviously done that already in doing my diligence for my interviews for the job. And yeah, I think there's lots to work with, you know, and I think it's about getting a team very quickly that wants to play for each other and wants to play for the fans and the club. And I think that's my starting point, and that's what we'll certainly try to do.
You know this place really well, Gary. You've seen this place rocking and rolling in playoff games as a player. I know you'll want to restore that. Just getting one or two home wins will start to restore that, because it's been a very barren run.
Yeah, I can understand that, and I can understand people's frustration, and I also understand when a run like that starts to build, sometimes it's difficult to change that, you know, mentality. Hopefully, you know, the first change obviously is me coming in. Hopefully, the players will see that as different, as a new start and a new fresh challenge. Hopefully, the fans will too. I believe that, you know, even in that spell, the fans were still, you know, very supportive of the team, you know, when they could see that effort replicated. And I think that's going to be important. I think the first home game, I believe the club have reduced prices to get as many people through the door as possible. And I think that's really, really important that we get, like you say, some semblance of the atmosphere that I saw, you know, in the Watford playoff game, second leg, that I've, you know, spoke about already with so much affection. And I know that's not going to be an instant, but I think the quicker that we all get behind this team on the pitch and the quicker the fans get behind what we're trying to do, you know, that's going to have a really, really positive impact, certainly for me and the players.